electric vehicles, and they want us to pay billions of dollars in subsidy.
Shares of Tesla plunged 14% as investors fear his dispute with President Trump could wind up hurting the company. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures up 300 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Big news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange. And millions like you are joining our news revolution. Newsmax is now the fourth highest rated news channel, just behind CNN. Reuters says we're one of the top news brands in America. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty, and more. So download our free Newsmax app on your smartphone or TV and start watching. President Trump says Newsmax is truly terrific. Get the free Newsmax app and check out Newsmax shares on the stock exchange. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such an offer would be unlawful.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Anne Arundel County is launching a new anti-hate program through its Office of Equity and Human Rights. The Uncover Hate campaign is funded by a $1.2 million grant from the U.S. Department of Justice to improve community understanding on identifying and reporting hate crimes and bias incidents. The program also aims to strengthen response and prevention efforts. The campaign is accessible in English, Spanish, and Korean. A man is in critical condition after a stabbing in East Baltimore. Police say the victim was found shortly before 7 p.m. in the 2800 block of Edmondson Avenue, and he was taken to a hospital with cuts and stab wounds. So far, there's no information on a suspect or what led to the stabbing. And police were called to Fells Point for a shooting this morning on South Broadway near Abbey Burger Bistro and Fells Point Creamery. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the Birds' hot streak continued yesterday under clear skies in Seattle. 4-3 the final on back-to-back home runs for Rutschman and Henderson in the 3-run sixth. Zach Eflin, the beneficiary, a quality start, winning his fifth in seven decisions.
You know, left a couple pitches up that got hurt, but other than that, it was just a great win for us, and it was a great way to finish the series and take all that momentum into Sacramento.
And it starts tonight in the capital city, 10:05 p.m. with Dean Kramer taking the hill for Baltimore. Ravens were busy yesterday in Owings Mills, extending Rashad Bateman for three more years, while defensive coordinator Zach Orr gushed on his defense.
I'm excited about the young group that we brought in, man. I think that Eric and his staff did a great job of identifying talent. And I think most importantly, Ravens, man, like guys that really love football, love to grind, love to compete, man.
And they'll compete next year in the AFC North against Aaron Rodgers, who is now a Pittsburgh Steeler. NBA Finals last night, Game 1, Tyrese Halliburton trying to answer the question, how many buzzer beaters can a guy hit?
The Pacers with a chance to win it. Final seconds, no fouls to get him. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving, pulls up, jump shot. Three-tenths of a second remaining.
And the answer is four. Mike Breen with the call on ESPN. Halliburton's fourth buzzer beater in the NBA playoffs this year overcomes a 15-point fourth-quarter deficit, and it gives the Pacers a 111-110 win over OKC. Coming up in 30 minutes, don't look now, but the Birds are the hottest team in the American League. And that
is
Stein on
Sports. Are you looking for weekly updates? It's about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
At 9:07, here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Friday morning with temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Heading toward the afternoon, mostly cloudy skies, a little bit cooler, but highs still in the mid-80s. Tracking our next weather maker, showers roll in late tonight, and then off and on showers and storms for Saturday and Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 74 degrees in Westminster, 75 in Easton, and 72 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Well, good morning, one and all, and happy Friday to all of you. As my friend Petrujan Wuka would say, happy Friday. Yeah, congratulations to one and all. You made it through the week. I know not everybody takes a weekend. And for some folks, their Fridays are elsewhere. But for the vast majority of you, today is a Friday. Revel in that, celebrate it, and it's going to be a glorious weekend. Anyway, I'm Andrew Langer. I'm in for Kim Klasick today. So glad I can join you, and you can join me on this Friday. Got a lot to cover today. New poll up, by the way, at WCBM. It really is the theme of the show. Are you Team Trump or Team Musk or Team Elon? However you want to. You want to put it, go and check that out at WCBM.com. This is, and the poll numbers so far, very interesting already. It's sort of exploded here. We'll get to, you know, I'll tease that later on. But we're gonna break that down today. And there are some things, in fact, the news kind of teased it, as to what may be behind all of this. It's never as simple, but boy, did that escalate quickly. I mean, it really did yesterday. We'll get into that. Hold on. Let me just tell you what's going on the show today. We got Stephen Kent from the Consumer Choice Coalition, as well as Kevin Keen, who's the CEO of the American Beverage Association, both joining us to talk about consumer choice and liberty and what's going on, what's happening in the MAHA movement, Make America Healthy Again, and these sort of globalist and globalism forces that are driving a lot of this stuff. It's not going to surprise you. Yeah, the most intelligent listeners in radio. We've got Robert Boland. I'm very excited to bring Robert on today. He is the National Ombudsman for Small Business. As I said yesterday, this is a theme for the two shows. Small business, entrepreneurship, and innovation, and the economy. You know that's a lot of what I do in my day job, the policy work that I do. The Ombudsman, the National Ombudsman for Small Business, very important job, and going to be reinvigorated under Robert Boland's leadership. He's going to join us. And we've got Shankar Singham joining us today. He is the chairman of something called the Growth Commission, which is an international, don't be afraid of that word in this case, an international organization that is examining trade relationships and the economic climates between nations like the U.S. and Great Britain, and talking about the issue of tariffs and what we've learned over the last 30 years in terms of economic warfare that the other nations wage, not just against us, but our partners abroad. It's not just us, our allies. So Shankar Singham is going to be joining us later on. So stay tuned for all 3 hours of the show, obviously, today. Listen, let's get it set up. Oh, you can join the conversation. 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. Would love to know if you're Team Trump or Team Musk and why in all of this. It's fascinating, to say the least. But let's start with how it gets set up. And there's a lot out there. And I think this summary by Will Cain at Fox lays it out the best for all of us. And we're going to be talking about the victory laps that are out there and all of those things. But let's hear what Will Cain has to say. Brian, please play cut number one.
A big, ugly battle over the big, beautiful bill. President Trump and Elon Musk's war of words reaching a fever pitch today. And today, President Trump was asked about that.
He hasn't said bad about me personally, but I'm sure that'll be next. But I'm very disappointed in Elon. I've helped Elon a lot. I'll be honest, I think he misses the place. I think he got out there and all of a sudden he wasn't in this beautiful Oval Office and he's got nice offices too. But there's something about this one.
Yeah.
It didn't take long for Musk to respond, taking to X to say, without me, Trump would have lost the election. Dems would control the House. And Republicans would be 51-49 in the Senate. Such ingratitude. And that was all it took to get the back and forth going. President Trump threatening Musk's government. Contracts riding on Truth Social. The easiest way to save money in our budget, billions and billions of dollars, is to terminate Elon's governmental subsidies and contracts. I was surprised that Biden didn't do it. And in another post, Elon was wearing thin, wrote Trump. I asked him to leave. I took away his EV mandate that forced everyone to buy electric cars that nobody wanted, that he knew for months I was going to do. And he just went crazy. It did not stop there, though. Elon writing, time to drop the really big bomb. Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That is the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day, DJT.
Wow.
Seems a Rubicon that Elon Musk has crossed, that it appears it's hard to see a path forward for these two to repair their relationship. This is not
a story.
All right,
let's set it aside. All right, we can end it there. And it is going to get repaired. Certainly it's going to get repaired. But boy, oh boy, that has all the hallmarks of a jilted paramour. A jilted paramour. To go down that road and sort of blow up to sort of blow up the secrets that are out there. Now, as I sit here and I sort of go through this in my head. And again, the poll question is out there: are you Team Trump or are you Team Elon here? One of the things that Trump ignores in that, and we're going to get to the issue of the EV mandate because that is very, very important here. One of the things that Trump does ignore in his statement about Biden and contracts is that let's not forget that the I'm sorry, guys. It's message coming through and I got distracted. Appreciate that, Brian. I saw it. That the lawfare that Donald Trump faced under Joe Biden was not limited to Donald Trump, obviously. We know that folks in Trump's inner circle in 2020 and before 2020, they were all brought into this lawfare. Anybody involved in the election brought into the lawfare. Elon Musk, not immune from this. So, we can talk about the issue of whether or not Biden should have canceled Musk's contracts, and he shouldn't. I don't think Donald Trump should do that either. I don't think he should be threatening that. On the other hand, what we cannot forget is that Joe Biden used the power of the executive branch and law enforcement of the executive branch to make life miserable for Elon Musk, to really put the hurt on him. When Elon Musk essentially said he was no longer a Democrat, he was no longer going to be a darling of Democrats and progressives, the Democratic power structure turned on him. And I've commented on this in the past, right? The issue of, you go and you watch there are several old episodes of things like The Big Bang Theory, right? Elon Musk's never going to be on something like that again. Unless he turns around and, gives in and decides that he's going to start attacking Trump. And then, we'll see if they accept him into their warm embrace again. I doubt that they will. But it was things like investigations by DOJ about practices at SpaceX and other agencies. It was the Biden administration when they needed to deploy satellite cell service in emergency management zones, they went with other carriers. When the FCC was deploying rural broadband, I think I've written about this. I got to go look. Starlink is the best technology, right? We've spent a lot of money trying to connect people to the internet in rural areas via fiber optic cable or regular cable or what have you. And Starlink really brought down that cost so that we wouldn't have to spend all of this money, waste all of this money digging trenches to lay fiber optic cable, what they call the last mile. Well, the Biden administration, rather than go through Starlink to provide this, they were going through other satellite internet providers that were going to be quadruple the cost because Elon Musk was no longer a darling of the progressive left. So, it's not as though Elon Musk has been immune from all of this. And again, boy, did that escalate quickly. I can criticize Elon for his shall we say intemperate rhetoric. I mean, maybe Elon Musk is daring Donald Trump to turn around and sue him for defamation. Maybe there are innocuous statements about Donald Trump in the Epstein files. Right. I mean, that's also a weird thing to say. Because at the end of the day, anybody and their brother can be inside a file, whether or not it is in a negative context or a positive context is something else entirely. So the fact that Donald Trump's name may be mentioned somewhere in the Epstein files is neither here nor there. But let's continue down this road. I think Victor Davis Hanson from the Hoover Institution really puts a pin in at least the immediate reaction to the escalation. Let's play cut number two.
It is, but they do need to dial it down from DEFCON 1 down to 5 because actually they had a workable relationship. And Elon Musk is not going to join the Democratic Party. He was objecting to too much spending. He'll get a lot more if he were to go in that direction. They both helped each other out. I mean, his company's X, the space, all of that was in Donald Trump's advantage, and the same was true of Trump, what he did to Musk. I don't think that the partnership is destroyed, or I think they just have to be quiet down and not be as close as they were and not be as far off as they are now. And I think they can find a modus operandi that will be to the mutual benefit. And you are absolutely right. The only people who are happy are the left.
Yeah, they're taking victory laps. We got some of that here as well. Tell you what, we've got Tim Herb every other day. Tim comes on. He's from RBC Wealth Management. He does his morning market flash. Tim, obviously, market's going to react to this feud between Trump and Musk. What's going on?
We're looking for some de-escalation, Andrew, possibly.
Yes.
that's kind of been right now, at least, the theme here. I mean, we're seeing the markets react to this huge feud, two grown men spatting back and forth over, social media. Kind of a unique situation, right? I mean, it looked like at one point, as we said last year during the election, they're allies, and then now suddenly they've become foes. The markets are, reacting to some of this, but surprisingly, the market's reacting to this feud between President Trump and Elon Musk. There are, reports that there is a possible call that could take place this morning. Then we're hearing that President Trump said he's not interested in a call with Musk. So who really knows? But we got to get down to the numbers, really. What is important to the U.S. economy, the stock market, is really the data, the numbers, right? And here this morning, stock market futures, Andrew, are increasing, rising after the latest non-farm payrolls data came in better than expected, which is very interesting. U.S. payrolls climbed 139,000 in May last month, and that was reported by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, reporting that, of course, here this morning, Friday morning. That's above the Dow Jones forecast of 125,000 jobs for the month, but less than what was a downwardly revised number in April at 141,000. 147,000. So right now the unemployment rate, Andrew, unchanged at 4.2%. Yesterday markets were off, of course, again, between that feud and some other things, of course, factoring in the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 0.25%. S&P was down over 0.5%. The NASDAQ was down 0.83% for the day. But thus far, we're looking at the overall week. Futures coming in here again up today. We're looking at some possible modest gains. The S&P 500 and the Dow are up about 0.5% and 0.1% respectively, while the NASDAQ, a heavily technology-based index, is up about 1%, Andrew. So that's where we have it here thus far. As far as overall individual companies, we are seeing some news in particular out of Lululemon. Many of your listeners probably shop at Lululemon. The company cut its profit forecast for the year, hurt by higher costs, really to mitigate, as we all know, the U.S. tariffs and also some tepid demand for some of the latest products that Lululemon has put out, which has failed to draw away buyers from some upstart athleisure rivals like the company Vuori, as it's pronounced, so in that athleisure space. But right now, markets are positive. Dow is up pre-market, Andrew, 356 points. S&P 500 futures up 52 points, and the heavily, again, technology based NASDAQ index currently up 190 points. So there we've got it for the week. So far, looking good. One last thing I should mention is we're looking at through this series of data released earlier this week, signaling maybe some possible economic slowdowns. But we've got the Federal Reserve, their next meeting to look at the interest rate policy will be coming up here in a couple weeks, June 17th through the 18th. So there we have it for today's Morning Market Flash. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday morning.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
The Sean Hannity Show.
Hunter lied on a gun application form. Wesley Snipes convicted 3 counts of tax evasion in 2008 for bilking Uncle Sam on taxes up to $15 million. IRS said he owed taxes. He was later sentenced to 3 years in prison. Remember the guy Jersey Shore star Mike? Yeah. Anyway, 8-month sentence for skirting $2.3 million in taxes. Not Hunter.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You want to know something funny? I get this. Subscribe to a thing in DC called the Daybook. And the Daybook, as part of your subscription, gives you a job listings. Every day you get some job listings. And I always find it funny when something breaks in the news and there's some scandal with some major company. And the next day you see at the top of the list a job listing for this company to hire a lobbyist, a senior lobbyist. So on the, as you can imagine, right, top of the day, like, this is no joke. I'll take a screenshot and post it to Twitter this morning. Global Government Affairs Manager at SpaceX. They're looking for that. That's funny to me. Hi, everybody. I'm Andrew Langer here on WCW. I'm in for Kim Klasick today on this Friday. This June Friday. By the way, let me pull this up. We got a crab feast coming up, everybody. It is exciting stuff. Join WCBM at the first annual Crab Feast and Chuck Roast on Friday, June 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. It's an all-you-can-eat buffet, including steamed crabs, pit beef, ham and turkey, corn on the cob, and all the sides from 6 to 8 p.m. Then sit back and enjoy the Chuck Roast as we pay tribute to the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker, for his 55 years of broadcasting From cracking claws to cracking jokes, don't miss it. Get your tickets today at WCBM.com. That is WCBM.com. And by the way, while you are at WCBM.com, you can do this vice versa. The polling question of the day, it is selling like hotcakes. It's selling like crab cakes. Are you Team Trump or Team Elon? That is out there today. The answers, I'm going to say right now, answers are surprising. Team Musk handily beating Team Trump more than 2-1. And I would love to hear from you about this. 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. Got to tell you, I'm a little surprised. Little surprised, guys, that you guys are turned on POTUS like this. Anyway, 410-922-6680. You can also message me on Facebook, facebook.com/AndrewLangerShow. Want to say this, and we're going to come back to the Musk-Trump feud in just a second. But, you know, Tim Herb, I love talking to Tim. I love hearing from Tim. I love getting Tim's reports because it's such a broad-based and even-handed view of what's happening out there with the economy. It gives you a lot to think about. And Tim said something, and also the news was talking about this a little bit, right? If you heard the news yesterday, there was a bit of talk about jobless claims being up slightly, you know, and that's just it. No discussion in the context of yesterday of other numbers that we had, which is that the numbers of jobs being offered are massively up, huge numbers, hundreds of thousands of new jobs are being made available to people out there. And so that's why the payroll numbers that were being reported yesterday, discussed today, that's why those are important and why you get this sense, right? You could talk about jobless claims and shakeups in the various marketplaces that are going to happen, right? Especially as we change the way our government does business and the relationship of our government and the public treasury to the free market economy that's out there. These things are going to shift. What you need to be looking at is the public sector job creation. And I say this not to cherry pick, but to really get at the root of what was happening, right? We talked about this all through the election, a little bit before, and the work that I was doing last summer. And the fatuous claims being made by the Democrats, first by the Biden-Harris team and then by the Harris-Waltz team about the miracle of Joe Biden's economy. And we pointed out then, and rightly so, that it was all a fugazi. It was all a vapor. That when they were talking about job creation, they were merely talking about jobs that came back once the economy reopened. Right. It would be like saying that people lose their jobs at night when a business is closed and then counting the numbers. Right. Saying, oh, my God, massive job loss, you know, at 8 p.m. last night or 9 p.m. last night. But massive job creation at 9 a.m. this morning when all these businesses opened. It's not the way it works. Oh, it was jobs opening and then government public sector jobs. And we're seeing the results as we debate the big, beautiful bill. How does that all play into Donald Trump? We're going to get into it. I'm Andrew Langer. This is WCBM AM 680.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The newly released jobs report came in better than analysts had been expecting. America's employers added 139,000 jobs last month, and the Labor Department says that much of the hiring came in healthcare, leisure, and hospitality. The unemployment rate remains at 4.2%. President Trump and Elon Musk may have a talk today following their intense online disagreement yesterday. The president says that Musk's harsh criticism of his signature budget and tax cut bill caught him off guard. Tesla stock plunged more than 14% in the midst of that disagreement between Musk and the president. On Wall Street this morning, ahead of the opening bell, stock futures have turned sharply higher. The Dow futures are up close to 300 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 168. More details, srnnews.com.
Big news, Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and prices. That's right, the supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. That's every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for the summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. To order, call a Rescue product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Or shop online by visiting res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Feel better, get active, and turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Again, use the code WELLNESS for 33% off any single bottle. That's code WELLNESS for 33% off on top of 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy, get saving at res-q.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So it's on to Sacramento for an Oriole team that all of a sudden, along with the Blue Jays, are the hottest teams in the American League. In fact, only the Cubs have a better record in their last 10 games. The latest installment was yesterday in Seattle.
All year long, you know. Henderson making a bid. Tavares back at the wall. And the O's have gone back to back.
Ben Wagner and the Hall of Famer Jim Palmer with the call on Masson. Henderson's round tripper followed a two-run shot by Adley Rutschman that tied the game. And Gunnar's shot stood up as the surging Birds notched their sixth in a row and ninth in their last 11. 4-3 over Seattle. Ravens conclude their second week of voluntary OTAs today. Baltimore signing receiver Rashad Bateman to a three-year extension yesterday. The Ravens now with perhaps the best collection of receivers they've ever had. Here's Bateman on what he'd like to pick up from a guy like DeAndre Hopkins.
I'm ready to ask him anything, you know, as far as, you know, catching, hands, route running, body, taking care of your body, what you do.
Coming up in 30 minutes, finding value at the Belmont. And that is Stein on Sports.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're going to see temperatures that will be well into the low and mid-80s as we head into the afternoon under mostly cloudy skies. Tracking the potential for a few showers as we get into your late Friday evening. More showers on Saturday with storms in the afternoon, and then another round of showers and storms as we get into Sunday, unsettled as we head into the first full weekend of June. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save $40 on any repair of $150 or more. Only at AAA Tire and Auto Service. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer valid through June 30th. See store for details.
Spring is here, and so is your $69 AC checkup from Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years' experience, we can service all makes and models. Whether it's a new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork, we're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's a bonus wow for our new customers. Mention WCBM, and you'll get $500 off a brand-new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air now. And when we're done, you'll be saying wow.
Hot weather means your home works harder to stay cool. BGE can help with a variety of options like budget billing, My Account, and energy efficiency programs. Learn more at bge.com/summer.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Baltimore welcomes world-renowned Rabbi Michael Dov Streicher Shlita. Tune in Saturdays from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. for How It All Started, 13 weeks of music, Divrei Torah, and exciting prizes. All proceeds go to Tzedakah. Learn more at WCBM.com.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Welcome back, everybody. I am Andrew Langer. We got the poll up today. Are you Team Trump or Team Elon? Right now, Team Elon running away with it. Go check it out, WCBM.com. It's up there. Actually, Team Trump starting to come back a little bit there, you Trump guys. We'll continue to report on this this morning. So I was starting to enunciate a theory here before Tim Herb came on. As we talked about this issue of the escalation of the rhetoric and Elon dropping this idea that Donald Trump is in the Twitter files, or I'm sorry, the Epstein files. And, you know, some folks are saying that Donald Trump got a little bit quieter after that, that this is kind of leverage. And I had this thought, and apparently Chris Cuomo had the same thought here, which is really interesting and disturbing to me. That and I was about to say this on the air, that Trump could be readying a massive defamation suit. I mean, essentially, you know, depending on what is actually in these files, let's start with A. Listen, not that I want to go down the rabbit hole, the wilderness of mirrors of the rope-a-dope that could be happening. Hold on for a second. Let's take it at the outset, which is Donald Trump could be preparing to sue Elon Musk so he doesn't want to go to war on that over defamation. That's a possibility. It's also possible that Elon Musk just actually shut Donald Trump up by this. I don't think that that's the case. What if this is all a ploy? Now, this is me engaging conspiracy theorizing. What if this is all kabuki theater between Trump and Musk to force the release of the Epstein files in a way that we haven't been able to do, that we haven't been able to get that out there? So if Donald Trump opens up a lawsuit, a defamation suit over this allegation, it could blow all of the Epstein files open. Again, that's just me spitballing here. But I want to get to this. By the way, I want to hear from you about this issue of if you're Team Trump or Team Musk. 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. You can also message me on Facebook, facebook.com. Marty writes, Donald Trump was not in the Epstein files. Signed, Epstein's mother. You know, what I regret, Marty, is that a fewer and fewer number of individuals are going to get the Welcome Back, Cotter references. Every day, every hour, we lose fans of Welcome Back, Cotter, who are not going to get that. But I grok with you, my friend. But the left is going giddy over this. They are. I mean, I know we're spending a lot of time, but it is the news, and it is important stuff. Nicole Wallace and Ari Melber. Ari Melber, I still can't figure out how he got a show on MSNBC. I can't figure out how any of them got shows on MSNBC, but they were doing their victory lap over all of this. Let's play cut number five.
Nicole, I'll just say briefly to you, I thought the Drake-Kendrick feud was bad, and I thought it got ugly, but this is already worse.
This is epic. I cannot wait to go watch. If you're gonna go there, I'm gonna go up there.
We're gonna go there. We're gonna get into it as you've been covering it, the serious and the messiness of it. Good right. to see you, Nicole.
Our Have thanks. A great show.
Yeah. So the you know, listen, making the you know, somebody do me a favor because I'm gonna muff the reference in any case. Do me a favor, play the beginning of that again. Cut number five, Brian.
Nicole, I'll just say briefly to you. I thought the Drake Kendrick feud.
There we go. That's what I thought.
Bad.
The Drake Kendrick feud. That's the kind of reference, pop culture reference, that Scotty Hughes wants me to be making on the air. And I again, not casting aspersions on Scotty. She's got my best interests. She's looking out for my best interests in all of this. I am notoriously bad. I do know vaguely what the Drake Kendrick feud is. I couldn't go into any details about it. I just know that there is such a thing. But I teed this up before. There is something really interesting that's going on out there. Again, looking at what is behind things. Why is this happening? And we knew that Elon Musk was going to be leaving the special service that he was in with the government. That was a foregone conclusion. There was a limited amount of time that he was going to be in charge of Doge. We know that he and Trump are getting along. We know that he wants things, right? A big businessman is going to want things, want policies that are good. We obviously want to avoid conflicts of interest here. Trump, I have a clip about this. We'll play it later. Trump talking about things that Musk wanted that Trump was not going to provide. In fact, before we get to the EV issue, let's hear Caroline Leavitt set it all up Let's play cut number six.
Tonight, the president's focus and the focus of the entire White House remains on passing the One Big Beautiful Bill. And as your audience just saw on Friday, just days ago, the president graciously hosted Elon Musk in the Oval Office, and Elon thanked the president for his incredible leadership to cut waste, fraud, and abuse in our government, which this One Big Beautiful Bill does. So the only difference between Friday and today is Elon went back to his companies, and as a businessman, he has a right to speak for his companies. But as president, President Trump has a responsibility to fight for this country. And the One Big Beautiful Bill is the most historic piece of legislation that has moved through Capitol Hill in modern day history. Not only does this bill provide the largest tax cut for middle class and working class families, it extends the Trump tax cuts in 2017. It also delivers on President Trump's key campaign promises that he went around the country and spoke to voters across the country about, to huge applause. No tax on tips for our service workers.
We get it. So setting it up, there are lots of good things in the Big Beautiful Bill. It's not perfect. I don't particularly consider it beautiful. It is big, but it is better than many of the alternatives that are out there, especially when it comes to the TCJA and the things that it does and other things that it does. But one of the things that it does do is it goes after the issue of EV mandates. And President Trump talked about this yesterday. Let's hear cut number seven.
But if they picked him, I would have won Pennsylvania. I won it by a lot. But I'm very disappointed because Elon knew the inner workings of this bill better than almost anybody sitting here, better than you people. He knew everything about it. He had no problem with it. All of a sudden, he had a problem. And he only developed the problem when he found out that we're going to have to cut the EV mandate, because that's billions and billions of dollars. And it really is unfair. We want to have cars of all types. Electric, we want to have electric, but we want to have gasoline, combustion. We want to have different. We want to have hybrids. We want to have all. We want to be able to sell everything. And when that was cut, and Congress wanted to cut it, it became a little bit different. And I can understand that. But he knew every aspect of this bill. He knew it better than almost anybody. And he never had a problem until right after he left. And if you saw the statements he made about me, which I'm sure you can get very easily, it's very fresh on tape. He said the most beautiful things about me. And he hasn't said bad about me personally, but I'm sure that'll be next. But I'm very disappointed in Elon. I've helped Elon a lot.
And you know something? That's just it. Now, why is the EV mandate so important to Elon Musk? Or why would it be important? And why? Timing is everything. You guys have heard me talk about this over the years, whether here on this show, whether it is on the old show. The timing of things, right? There's the line from Inglourious Basterds. We call that suspicious. You know, when things happen in succession. I'm not a big believer in coincidence. So what happened this week, or what at least was announced this week? What is different yesterday than it was the day before when it comes to these things? Well, AAA, the Automobile Association of the United States, they made a major announcement about shifting demographics and consumer choice when it comes to EVs. Let's go ahead, Brian, and play cut number eight.
According to AAA's latest electric vehicle survey, we found that only 16% of consumers surveyed said that they would be very likely or likely to purchase one of these electric vehicles. What that tells us is there just needs to be more education about electric vehicles, what the benefits are, as well as how to overcome some of those fears that consumers have about purchasing an electric vehicle.
All right, we're going to get into those fears in just a second. By the way, that's a guy named Doug Shoup, who is with AAA down in Texas, talking about this issue. 16% down from 25% a few months back, down from much higher a couple of years ago. It is those things that we're going to get into, the concerns that people have over them, but also the media has been beating up on Elon Musk. Elon Musk is the most prominent maker of electric vehicles in America. The left no longer feels that they can buy Teslas. I don't know if you've seen it. I'm sure you have. Right out on the roads, invariably, you will see a Tesla that has a bumper sticker that says, I bought it before Elon went crazy. Something to that effect, right? This virtue signaling. You know, it's funny because I've said this before, the issue of wanting to get a car that can go a million miles on a thimble full of gas. I would love that. I would like a car that had better self-navigation, self-driving, capabilities. The amount of time that these days that I'm spending on the road, not that I want to give everything up to a computer or AI, but you know, the issue I've thought about it, not because, you know, Elon is better politically or was better politically, just because, you know, it would be interesting. But then of course I come back to, you know, something real quick, Brian. Let's go to cut number nine, the concerns. All of these are concerns that I have. Let's put cut number nine.
Some of the biggest concerns that consumers have regarding electric vehicles include high battery repair costs, as well as high costs to purchase the vehicle to begin with. Also, consumers are concerned about long-range driving in an electric vehicle. That's something that they worry about, especially those who like to take long road trips.
Those who like to take long road trips, as opposed to those who have to take long road trips for their jobs, right? I don't want to have to spend 8 hours charging a car if I'm, you know, heading from where I live to D.C. or what have you, right? I am concerned over the impact on roads. I am concerned over the cost. You know something? For me, I like a proven internal combustion engine, right? We also, by the way, we know we don't buy cars, new cars that are the first model of a new car, a reconstructed model of a car, right? Because they haven't worked out all the kinks. You want something that's a proven technology. You know, I like a car company where I can drive all of my cars. And folks, I drive my cars. You've all heard me talk about this. I was a minivan driver for many, many years. I occasionally miss my Toyota minivan. Yes, shameless plug here. But on my second Toyota minivan, I went for just under 10 years, was dying to hit the 10-year mark, got to just over 300,000 miles before the transmission finally went, and I didn't feel like I wanted to spend X thousands of dollars on a new transmission. You know, for me, you buy a car that has a model, a make and model, a brand that has, good repair records, you maintain it over time, you change the oil, you do all the scheduled maintenance that you need to do, and these things will last you. I don't need to monkey around with an electric vehicle. Listen, we're going to take your calls on this, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. I'm Andrew Langer. This is WCBM AM 680.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Is it any wonder assaults on ICE agents have jumped a whopping 413%? Tom Holman put it on his X account, a DHS post, a 413% increase in assaults. What's going to happen as this doxing now has gone mainstream with now the House Minority Leader, you know, basically saying he will unmask and dox and identify ICE agents and put their lives in jeopardy and doing it for what possible reason? Why would they allow people in this country unvetted in the first place? One House Democrat claims that Trump's immigration crackdown will leave Americans without anyone to wipe our asses. I'm not making that up either.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We've got trade wars, inflation, skyrocketing national debt, and a potential recession looming. It's no wonder gold keeps hitting record highs. With everything going on in the world, thousands of hardworking Americans are looking to diversify their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated gold company, Gold Co. With over 6,000 five-star customer reviews, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and the industry's highest buyback guarantee, Gold Co. is the preferred precious metals company of thousands of Americans. Right now, Gold Co. is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could get unlimited bonus silver if you qualify. Find out how you can help diversify your savings, tax and penalty free today. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD. That's HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD.
Big news, Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and prices. That's right, the supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. That's every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for the summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. To order, call a Rescue product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Or shop online by visiting res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Feel better, get active, and turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Again, use the code WELLNESS for 33% off any single bottle. That's code WELLNESS for 33% off on top of 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy, get saving at res-q.com today.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
We are back. I am Andrew Langer here on WCBM in for Kim Klasick today on this Friday. So glad I can join you. We're talking about the Trump versus Musk feud. The poll is up right now. The numbers are starting to shift. The question out there, are you Team Trump or Team Musk? Actually, they're shifting again. For a minute there, they were almost pulling neck and neck. Now it's back to 65% supporting Team Musk. Or Team Elon, 35% supporting Team Trump. WCBM.com is the poll. I did just put up the SpaceX job listing screenshot for all of you to see. We're taking your phone calls, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. Let's go to Vicki in Brooklyn Park. Good morning, Vicki. Welcome to WCBM.
Hi, Andrew. Thank you.
I always
wanted to make my comment.
Please.
I'm a senior. I lead a very simple, and I like it that way, life. And I can balance my checkbook on how to live within my means.
Right.
I have a problem with social media, and that goes to show you my age.
Oh, yes.
I have a problem with social media when you want to air your differences.
Right.
When I worked, and I had I worked in insurance, dealt in customer service. If I had an issue with a boss, anything they had to say, was I going to stand with a bullhorn and blow it out for the whole world? No, I would go and say, can we have a conversation? I just find it very distasteful, disrespectful to air that over social media.
I think there's something déclassé.
I like what Elon's done. I like what he's
right.
The things that he has done. And I like Trump, too. I like the things that he's doing. I find it very immature. And that's just like I say again.
Right.
They remind me of two little girls on the play, middle school girls. You know, they're back and forth, and I'm not going to be your friend anymore.
Vicki, hold on for a second. Vicki, I think you're like me in that you're Team Alka-Seltzer. Just team Tylenol. Just give me something for the headache. I literally, you're giving me an ice cream headache in this situation. But and you underscore something really important, and I appreciate this. Part of the problem, obviously, is, you know, when you're the guy you're feuding with owns his own social media platform, that creates its own. It makes its own gravy, as it were, doesn't it, Vicki? I mean, it is an attractive nuisance, as it were. But this is the problem that we have. It's a problem that I've talked about generally in terms of our politics and our political discourse. It used to be if you were an average member of Congress, you might be able to get press in your hometown or your home district, right? They would come to you for quotes, but it was very difficult if you are one of the, 400 members of the House, 400 plus, believe me, I understand this. Terrell sitting there going, how come he can't give me the exact number of people who are in the House of Representatives? That's not the point. The point is that if you were one of those 435 in the House or the 50 in the Senate, you know, if you wanted to get a national platform, you had to be someone of some stature, right? Someone had to give it to you. But now any nincompoop can get in front of a camera on their phone and say something patently idiotic, and it gets blown up in the national press. And so it magnifies, it incentivizes what we call the hot take. I don't know if that's a term you're familiar with.
Yes, I am.
Well, yeah, right. But am I wrong here? I mean, we have incentivized the hot take, haven't we? And it doesn't serve the Republic, does it?
It does not.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody, don't you think the Democrats disagree with each other or don't always see eye to eye? Everybody does. But it just gets so, like you're saying, so blown out of proportion. It reminds me of one of these Hollywood, the housewives, you know.
They're oh, yes.
Throwing birds, and I don't watch that. I don't even have Facebook. My daughter say, Mom, you don't even want it. Some of the stuff that people put out there, their arguments with their family members. Who wants people to know that?
It's funny. Real quick on this, Vicky, because, you know, I don't do anything political on my personal Facebook page. I know it disappoints a lot of folks who come and they want to friend me. And by the way, if you want to friend me, you know, I have a professional page. I got the Andrew Langer Show page. Go and find me there. I need to be better at updating those things. But I want to avoid this stuff because I love my family members, and some of them can be a little crazy when it comes to these things. But that's the issue here is, you know, I had a buddy real quick. The late, great Vicky, did you ever listen to the old G. Gordon Liddy show by any chance?
No.
Okay.
No, I have.
G. Gordon Liddy, you know, famous from Watergate fame, was on the radio for many, many years. One of his producers is a guy named Cameron Gray. I'm going to go inside baseball here. Cameron also was famous on the old Don and Mike show. And Cameron and I became really good friends. Cameron became like a brother to me. And I would get pulled into these knockdown, drag out Twitter battles, right? Just pulled into them. And about an hour into it, I would get a phone call invariably. I look at my phone and the phone would ring and I would just go, oh my God, I know it's going to be Cameron calling me. And he would be very salty. And pardon me for a second, Vicky. He would say, dude, what the F are you doing? Why are you doing this? It doesn't make you look any better. B, you're never going to convince these people. And it's a huge waste of time. And that's what it is, Vicky. Listen, I'm going to let you go. Thank you very much for the call. It is a massive time suck, all of this. Maybe, again, that's by design. Maybe they want us to be paying attention to the Musk-Trump feud for some whatever reason. Again, me wearing my conspiracy theory hat. We are going to talk more about this, but in the next hour, listen, we got Stephen Kent from the Consumer Choice Coalition, Kevin Keene, the CEO of the American Beverage Association. I'm Andrew Langer. This is WCBM AM 680.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you'll lose.